as a nation, there's been one thing overlooked more than anything that is devastating to young teens and adults of all ages. The problem we face is only getting worse, and we need to do something fast to fix it. The problem I'm talking about is depression, anxiety, and overall mental health. Today, I have Richard Rapace, a certified therapist, to help us. You might be thinking, why is this problem getting worse, and what's causing it? Well, here's Richard to answer that.
There has been a great increase in mental health issues since the pandemic, since COVID, no doubt about it. I think that the pandemic over the last couple of years is very extreme, and it really brought a lot of issues to the surface. So if someone was like maybe predisposed to be depressed or anxious, predisposed meaning that, you know, they biologically can be depressed, they biologically can be anxious because like it runs in their family, but it would have to be something that brought it out, like some kind of like major stressor or major problem that came up for them. I think the pandemic was that thing that came up for them, and it caused that depression and or anxiety to really come out and be like pretty forceful.
You yourself might not be going through a depressive state, but I guarantee you someone you know is. Most people don't even know how to help someone going through that. Well, here is Richard's response.
Some of the best ways to help someone going through a depression are to really just be there for them. To remind them that in life there are challenging things that come up, and that states of mind and how you think and states of feeling and how you feel, often they don't stay the same. That's why they're called states. So they change and they change. And right now you're in a bad place, you're in a depressed place, but that will not stay the same forever.
Now, how can we as a society fix this pandemic created from the pandemic? How can we help all of these people whose minds have been taken over by this disease?
The best way for society to help overcome this mental health crisis is actually to be connected, to stay connected and be supportive to one another, to destigmatize mental health issues and make those issues the same as any other health issues.